Lametesim and Aleph, the Gemara is discussing this question of how the hair grows. And the Gemara brought a raya from the Toshma, from the Bluris, the Kushim, that after it grows, it becomes loose underneath. So if you tell me that it grows from below, that makes sense. If it grows from the ends, why would that be true? The Gemara says, Hasanami, I did the Kamta, he. It gets messed up from Tosis in the Rosh. It means when a person's sleeping, it moves out of place a little bit and it loosens up near the head. Okay, Toshma. The Mor says Toshma from a case of Misikrisa. Sikrisa is a red dye. They wouldn't dye people. They used to use it to dye animals. Okay, and the when they put the dye on, the dye would mat the hair, and eventually it would become loose underneath. So more the Rafi Amr Milatakas. So the if it grows from below, that makes sense. So whatever's matted starts to move away from the body. When do they dye the things red? By Marsha Behema, they would put a red paint on the animal when they would count to the miser. So with Tanya, that's learned in a Braisa, learned in a Mishnah, that they used to do that. Vesuk had svoi savya diknehoin chavron. People, when they get older, they would dye their beards, which were turned in white, they would dye them and black, and chavron ikvi, the roots of the hair would come out are white. So it means the new hair is growing in white. So even though it's dyed black, the root is coming out. A new root is coming out, different color. Chavron ikvi nimhain, the roots of the hair are white. So we know that it grows milatachas. Okay, so the Gemara of Ella. Now that that's true, let's go back to this idea which you mentioned before. The Nafkamina we said was a case of Nosur Shekuchu Listim Visharva Kelach of Rosh Likroy. If you say milatachas, Rabbi. So the nazir, the hair is taken away. The Mor says, but there's a braisa. Says Nosu Shegachu Listim Rishari BaKeilach of Rosh LeIkroi Enosaisa. And we pointed out to be Sochel Daitach Milatachas Rabbi Lister that if it grows Milatachas, so it should be a problem. So we said, like we said before, that if it grows. We need the growth of 30 days to be there to be able to bring the bring the korban. So if they left a certain amount of growth which is there, if that growth. The hair grows at the end, so 30 days ago this hair was here, and more hair added on. This hair, which was from 30 days ago, is still here. But if it grows out, the hair which was here, which was next to the body 30 days ago, is no longer here. That's moved away. What you have next to the body is new hair, which is only 7 days old. So you don't have hair which is 30 days old still on the person. So based on what we just said, that Nazir Shikuchu Listim how can you say if he has 7 days worth of growth left, that that's good enough? It's only 7 days old, this hair. Had it been, the hair grew the other ends, this hair, it means he had grown all of his hair for 30 days. And this hair was part of that hair. This is old hair, which is 30 days old, so that's good enough. But now that you've proven that that's how it works, so why is it much shot in the bryce? Some more answers. More says it's a different pshat. We mentioned before in a case where the person has made it all the way to 30 days, but he hasn't brought the korban. He hasn't brought the korban yet. And so Reb Eliezer says in that situation, he only needs 7 days. That once the 30 days have been completed, just he hasn't brought the korban yet, what he needs to do is let the hair grow, and then he got his hair was cut before before they brought the korban. So he has to wait 7 days before he brings the korban. So this Bryce is telling me that which he has to write, wait 7 days, he has to have growth of 7 days. Well, this person has growth of 7 days because they left hair which is 7 days old, that amount of hair on the body. My time to Rabbi Yasser, Yol Taglachas Tahara Bin Taglachas Tuma. Ma Taglachas Tuma is Shiva, Af Taglachas Tahara is Shiva. So, in a case where Nazar becomes Tame, Tumas Mace, so it's Soyser. And he cuts off Kitamei Rosh Nizro. So the hair which was there is cut off. So the process, the time that he waits before he brings his korban, he waits 7 days for the tahara. So and then he cuts his hair after only 7 days. So Taglachas Tahara is also possible after a 7 day period.
Is this for everybody who's
Thomas
Faces?
Okay, so that's how we learn in general. Kimul Rabbanon calls Einyamin Asim Mazya Keloch of Rosh Al-Ikra. That the growth of hair, which is reaches this amount of hair, takes 7 days to grow. So therefore, if you tell me that the amount of hair that you need is 7 days worth of hair, so this person, even after they cut his hair, he still has 7 days worth of hair left there. So that's the Bryce is telling me that in that situation, he doesn't have to wait, according to Billy Hazard. Okay. We have to do the rush. I'm high binisei back in Lamed Tesem and Aleph. That's about halfway down the page. Less than halfway down the page, yeah. Pirish, what is that? That's sar, hair. Matachas Zavi, mitatisai, does it blow from the bottom? The haino mokum chibur mamish, hu oila begadol. From the root it comes out. The outer end. Currently, Leel means above. Fishu Zokuf Lamala Kishasar Kotan. I mean, even though eventually the hair grows out, it lies downward away from the. It's not up, it's down. But as it grows out, it grows out upwards before it falls down. Each hair was left with a certain amount of length. V'hadu shir choshuv b'sar, hair, which is that amount, that this height, is considered significant. Can read in b'mishmaiten shekach darker liyos gadol b'seich zayin yamin. That's how long it will grow that amount in 7 days. So Mor says, "Iyam with milatachas Ravi." Harelo shayr by keloch of Rosh Likrei misar shayir by bishas kabbalas in Israel. So if it grows from the roots, so the hair which is near the roots 3 days ago has moved further away, and this is new hair. So this new hair is not 30 days old, it's only 7 days old. And therefore, he doesn't have 30 days worth of hair of 30 days on his body. But if you say that it grows at the outer end, so the hair which is here has been here for some time, and it's adding at the outer end. But this hair has been here for a while. It's been here for 30 days. My doctor Shokoi. So the hair which he was started with his zeros with is still here, and you have a significant amount of hair. So that's good enough. And it's by Shir Khoshub Misar Shahi Babishas Kabbalah's Nizra. Venusar Lister. So that would be sufficient. Okay, so more goes to multiple types of raya. So Zat Rosh Toshma Mi'in Vachaya. So you have the louse egg. So he says Lynch Belaz, the Koib Ikr Benise, Tarim Nimsoim Besar Samach LaRosh. They stay on the hair near the roots. Kisham he Godlo. That's where it grows and that's where it stays. See, if the hair grows at the outer ends, I understand. But behold, if it attaches to the hair and it grows from the inner end, why doesn't this creature move with the hair as it moves away from the body? It should be at the outer end. Resha meaning the outer end. Figidul hasar hoyeloi lisrachek mina rosh. As we say, timsa b'seif hasar should come all the way out. Elvadai milei el ravi hilo eno zozim imkayma. So the answer is that we would have to conclude that the hair near the head stays put, and that's why the insect stays put.
What insect?
The louse.
What in?
Yeah. Really grows. It grows from the roots. So why doesn't the louse move out? It's alive. It needs it wants to be next to the head because that's where it has the moisture that it needs. So it will crawl back towards the head as it's being forced out, as the hair grows out. So then the next toshma was from me in the mesa. If you have this louse which is dead, which grows, it does grow away from the head. Amal Matachas Rabbi, you see, it grows from the bottom. So therefore, it moves out. Because the Mila'el Rabbi, Loisozos Mim Kaima, Matim Zatom and Eitzel Rosh. If it started out next to the head, and the hair adds at the outer end, so why does the louse move? If it grows from the inner end, it makes sense. So that's a riot. Mashani lo'elam mila'el ravi, you can't prove that. Really, it grows from the outer end. Mishum de lesbi chiyusei, Mishtarva b'yeredis lamata. It just sort of falls away from the head, not because of the growth of the hair, just because there's nothing. It's not alive. It doesn't have what to cling with. Toshmami bluris shalgoyim shemagdilim bluris. They grow a growth of hair. Shema b'nis chabim in honor of their b'nazor. When they get a haircut, megachim sabim roisham, mashemenichim oisim esam kamin klia. They cut around that area of the bluris, and they keep the bluris. What they leave is the bluris oisim esam kamin klia. They braid it. Seifa klia klapi roish oisim kasher, and they tie it near the body. Kelios kaklia kayama, that the braid should hold. Shem gedalim beholchim, and as it grows, rafa hakesher samach lasar, venim mahuda kibetchila. So the knot is near the head, and it starts to loosen up. So if it grows from the tachas, that makes sense. So more answers. Mishani aydi the kamta mishichva aydi hashkava shesherchiv alav. And when it's sleeping, when a person lies in it, nikmat b'harlech b'rafa. That's what loosens it. Toshom is Sakarta, the Rafi Amram Latachas. Sakarta is min seba adam. It's a type of a red dye. Shitzmon, behemoth, which they use it to dye the animal. Mokam at seba, when you put the dye, the paint, misrapa hatsemer etzel aguf a behema. Misrap is a strange, interesting word. Okay, I'm not sure the word misrap. I think it means that the paint holds it together. Then it sort of loosens underneath. So if it grows from below, that makes sense. If it grows from the outer ends, why does this part become why is there something loose underneath it? The people who are elderly who dye their beards black, they should look like young men. It's also to do that. But for Jews, at least, I don't know, it's not limited to Jews. The raya could be from a goy also. But the roots of their beards are white. As the hair grows, nirim ikre zikneon, the roots of the beard, levanim are levonim are white. Shaminoa milatachazobi. You see, it grows from the root. The more says you're right. So then, what shot in the brisa that if there's the hair is left, which is this short hair. It's good, but you don't have the 30 days. You don't have growth of 30 days there. Ballister daha sol kadaitach milatachas sol kadaitach. I guess milatachas of it. We're assuming now that it grows from below, so the hair which is left next to the head is new hair. It's not 30 days old. Klemer the Hakaimalon the Tachos Rabbi. We just proved the Tachos Rabbi. The Kach also has Maskana. That's when we came out. Some more answers. It's Rabbi Yezer. Kolach Malois Zayin Soiser. Now, Zak the Rosh. What our Gemara is really adding is not that it's Soiser Zayin, but you need 7 days worth of growth. Lav dafka soiser el tzorach lahamten anshi she. What's the next word? Yezu alav gimel mazayin. Yazu alav gimel mazayin. We have to wait. We have to wait the process of tahara. Yeah, lashon of sprinkling. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. After the last tahara zayin, im gachu listim laachem alois kadem habos kabanoisav masha taglachto zayin yomim. Now he's not telling me in this situation. Just like by case of taglachas tuma, he has to wait 7 days. Because he needs to go through the process of tahara, which takes, with the parzum, will take 7 days. So, in the situation of taglachas tahara, if his hair got cut, not in the context of the korban, he has to wait 7 days. Comes along this gemara, and the gemara says that what you need is not necessarily waiting 7 days, but you need the growth of 7 days. Kimler Rabbanan, the Kolzayin Yomim, Asya Mazya Lochav Rosh Alikra. Kikuchu Acher Malois Nami, therefore, in a situation where they cut his hair after the 30 days, Kimmer the Sharaboy Lochav, since they did leave some hair there, this amount of hair, and a Soyser. So, because there's 7 days worth of growth there. Avler Rabbanan, Chaim said, if Kolzayin hasn't brought his korban, if he become tummy, then he needs to wait 30 days, not just 7 days. Im came at taglach until Acher Malois Nami, he have a yolof mituma, the Acher Malois, have a boy lamed yoim. Okma kribli yeser. So you don't really have an idea of a reason why Kohen Rabbanan 7 days should be sufficient. Kohen Eliezer, we do have an argument that 7 days should be sufficient based on comparing it to Taglachas Tuma. Okay. Something more. Nazir Shagilach.
A Nazir that becomes Tamamid. His hair's cut?
His hair's cut.
So, from that point, from when it's cut, he needs 30 days of growth, right?
He needs 30 days of growth. He needs 30 days of growth. Or if his Naziris was more than 30 days, we had before that's a machlokes, whether,
yes.
Right, whether he needs 30 days or he needs the full Naziris, but he needs at least 30 days of growth. Yeah.
Yes.
Except Rabbi Yehuda says in the case where he became Tomei after he completed his 30 days. So, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he just has to do a process of 7 days to bring his korbanos.
The 30 days, I don't remember. When is the shaving with regard to sprinkling?
When does he cut his hair in the
Tahara process?
The Tahara process. I'm not sure.
And it's only after the second sprinkling. And then does he also need Yariv Shimshon? You know, and that's when he becomes. And that's
yeah, he needs to. He's a tool. He goes to the mikvah, and then he has dinner tool.
So one might think that the 30 days minimum would start that night after he's no longer tool young.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry for the.
Yeah. No problem. Okay. Nozer shigilach bein batar bein bezug or shesip sef kol shu was chayiv. So Nozer not allowed to remove his hair. However, he removes the hair, whether he does it with a razor, which is what the pasuk says, tar le'gav al roshay, uses the scissors, or he plucks. Even kol shu, even one hair is chayiv. The tar, the pasuk says that tar lo yabral rishoy. So ainli al tar, the pasuk says explicitly a razor. So how do I know tolash mirat sif save kol shehu? If he pulled it out in various different ways. Tolash means he pulled it off by hand. Mirat means he took it off with the cream. Sifsef means that he rubbed it and pulled it out by like the rubbing at his hair. Kol Shemunayin Tamalomer. The pasuk says Kadosh Yeh Gadol Parasa Roshe Dirav Yoshia. So the ribui that it says the end of the pasuk says Kol Yemei Nizroi Kol Tarlo Yom Roshei. And the end of the pasuk says Kadosh Yeh Gadol Parasa Roshe. See, so the thing the pasuk says that the hair has to grow. So anyway, he's cutting it, the hair's not growing. So we understand that with that tar says Tar Lo Yavo Roshe, it's not limited to tar. Renosomer tar, Ainli Ella Tar, Mirad Tolash, Sipsip Kol Shoes Potter. I believe Kadosh Yeh that the hair has to remain Kadosh. You can't do it. You can't remove it anyway. The memory, the Imgilach leBitar Kim leBaseveloSase. So the purpose of the pasuk is to tell me there's an asay. The Torah says explicitly, don't take it off with a razor. And the Torah says, and there's an asay that it should be like that. Tanya Iduch, different Bryce says tar. And the other tar. It's the tar is explicitly a razor. Talash mirat sif sef kol shu menayin. How do we know that that's also usher? Tamar Lomer says lo yavar al rosha. So we darshan that nothing should go on the hair. Umeyachash is sufeno the rabbis called over. So if lo yavar rosha means any type of way of doing it, matar lomer tar. So why did the Torah say explicitly tar lo yavar al rosha? The fish on the mad no the taglach as a chrono shehi betar. When he does do the final cutting, the tar wants him to use a tar. So it says, for these days, the tar cannot go in his head, which means at the end, the tar could, and not only could it, but it's supposed to. So why don't we say that we should learn it from a Sarah? The Bach's gear says Dila Lamdo Mi Mitzara E Apsher. You cannot learn it from, even though by Mitzara to learn it from Mitzara we can't. Where there's a din of tar, so we need to say it over here. Why can't you learn from Mitzara? Shane Dunn and Kal Mechomer Lahakmer Love. That in some ways Mitzara is more Chomer. So Mitzara requires tar, I wouldn't transfer that and be Machmer by Nozer, which is Kal, that it should also require only tar. That'd be a Chumra. So therefore, we have this extra word tar to tell me that the extra word tar to tell me that that's what you do at the end. Rebbe says it's not just like an extra, it's not a drush of an extra word. But there is, according to this pshat, it's lo yavar rosha means anything, and the word tar is extra to tell me that that's what you do at the end. Rebbe says even if the word tar would be not extra, but that's pshat in the pasuk, because it says tar lo yavar al rosha ad malois yemei nizro. So the Torah is, the Lash of the Pasuk says, Malash Hamim Asher Yazir. So, the Torah Omra, Akram Elois, Lois Heitaglachas Elabitar. Okay. Okay. Versus I, Vaksiv Tarlo Yavor, Al Roshoy, Lavra Lav, Shay Lav. I'm sure this question is only according to the Rebbe. He's going to Rebbe. He's saying, "You're saying that the Peshuta Shemikra without a extra drasha." Tells me that that's what you do at the end. But we still have the question that the word tire is we still have the valid question that once you remember everything, why the tire write tire? You're telling me, had it not been extra, it would tilt me this din. But the end of the day, it is extra. So Morris says that what would come out of a person would, so Yabra Russia means anyway to cut. And a person does a bitar, he's over two averas. Anyway, he cuts, and if he cuts with the tar says explicitly, this is another separate law because of that. Okay, it's like the Rosh. Nazar Shagil of Bain Mizug, Bain Batar, or Shasif Seif Biyadai. Like he rubbed his hands in his hair to the point that it ripped out some of the hair. Veheshir Saris and removed hair is Chayim. Can appear for Gemara. Lo Yavra, the rabbis call him Avir. Okay, so now the Brisa says, Ainli Latar, Tolash Mir Shiv Shaif. Tolash is Biyad. He pulled out, he plucked out. Mir is Bisam, he used the cream. Shiv Shaif Biyad, he rubs it, he moves his hands abrasively in his hair. Vihever Hasair Hasar, and he rips out some hair. How do you know that's Osir? Tamil Rakadoshia Gadal Parasar Shaover. Amitsa say Shitiba Kosav Lagadal Sar. He's over that say. The Torah said, leave it holy, don't touch it, make it grow. One second. Only over an essay. Solution of Chayiv doesn't mean Chayiv Malkus. It just means that he's a Chayiv Minotaur not to do that. So then Rabbi Yonasan means Potter means not also at all. Which makes sense. Okay. So that's a good idea. There's an assay not to do that. Shigrana says no, that Kadosh Yigadigal Peres is an assay on the Pasuk of Tar. But if he takes it off a different way, there's no issue at all to rice. It could be the Rabban, I don't know, but not the rice. The member of Shigrana says, the Kigilah, the Tar, Kaimele, Basevalo says, Al Basharna Tilasar, Afilu, Asay, Ainboy. Right, so the rest picks it out. But according to Rabbi Edison, there's not even an assay in any other form. The Mishnah says he gets Malchus. That's like neither of Yoshi or Rabbi Edison. So according to Rabbi Edison, for sure not. He holds it's mutter. But even according to Rabbi Yoshi, it's only an assay. Rabbi Yoshi asehu de ika b'shar mevir. Rabbi Edison afilo asei leka. Okay, so the title of the Mishnah is a third opinion. Inami. Alternatively, Dr. Rashi, you could say ki be'ein tar moidu the lucky b'chol ma'virim. If when he removes the hair, he moves the hair like the tar, which means that just flush with the head, then he gets malchus. V'halcha pligi k'sheshayir min asar k'sas v'emek behem k'nei locha f'rosh al-ikra. Here we're talking about a case where he didn't cut it in the way which is like a razor, which it's not immediately flush with the head. So that's where Machloek is, whether it's an assay or that it's not usher at all. But if he cuts off like tar, they agree with the Tana of the Mishnah that there is Malchus. Just we don't know what the drasha is, where that comes from. Samatamal Matar, so the Brisa says the word tar is extra. Litav lo yavar sarosha, do not remove the hair in any way. So the extra word tar is to teach me that at the end they cut with the tar. The more is going to ask your statement is making an assumption that by Matura there's tar, and we should learn Nozim of Matura. We're explaining why we can't learn Nozim of Matura, but how do you know by Nozim? It doesn't say explicitly by Matura that there's a din of a razor, so that has to be explained. Sibora says, "Shein donin kal mechomer." Shematzara chomer. So, in what way is the matzara more chomer than the nozer? Shetzarech legaleach kol sar gufay. The nozer enem legaleach ella roshay. So the nozer only cuts the hair in his head, doesn't cut his eyebrows. Mitzara cuts his eyebrows and other hair as well. Hilchos, so I would not learn out, even after I know by Mitzara that there's a locha of tar, I would not learn out nozer from Mitzara. That's why the Torah wrote the word extra word tar. Hazibay tar. The Havoras tar. But we said the lo yavar means any type of form of removal, and therefore, according to that, the word tar is extra. I don't need it for that. The fil b'sher mevirim is lucky. Tenei inyan the taglachas mitzvah v'ashlom is nizirusa. So it's the extra word to tell me that he gets the hair cut at the end with a tar. So this braisa, darshan's liyava roshay, do not remove the hair. That's the lav. So that would be the source of the din of the mission, that there's malchus in all three versions. So according to the way the Rashi is learning in the first shot, Rashi says there's an assay. Redison says it's mutter, and the other brisa learns it's get milk. You have three different shittas. Rabbi Amram Tzarek Asiyah not tar la taglachas mitzvah. We don't need the extra word tar for taglachas mitzvah. The ki also the gufei. Even if you learn the tar is specific, and this is only tar. Still, filahachim emel yadana taglachas akrena b'tar. I still know that the final taglachas uses a razor. The hachim asha pasta. That's pshat the pasuk. Tar lo yavra al roshay amalois hayomim. Which means not until then, but then yes, habayim malois avor. It should go on his head. Parich, it says, "V'haksiv tar lo yavra al roshay." The shem yinei the rabbis calling hamavirin. You can't handle darsh le gufei. We're saying the word tar is not for that purpose. So what do you mean? He's saying even it wouldn't be extra. So even be le gufei, I could darsh him. If it's not le gufei, so if it's not le gufei, saying you're right. Read the pasuk. Shulda shemikra of the pasuk says that the tar should not go on his head until the last day, until he completes the process, and then it should. But now that we're saying le yavra means any type of removal, and tar is an extra word. That's not how you read the pasuk. There's no pshuto shemikra anymore in that sense. Hala itzel gufei kibun the rabbinu kolam avir. Fine. So the rush. So maybe Rabbi doesn't hold like that. He holds like Rabbi Yosia, which learns tar is the gufei. The other ones are only yalshas and asay or the mutter legamri. So then the pasuk would fit according to Rabbi. Because tar is specific. So the rush, v'loy boy the member of the Rebbe, see like Rebbe Yeshia Rebbe. So the Mar Bisham Avirim. Why did the Kamar Rebbe and Amar and Otsarif? Masuli also Afugia might the Kamar Tanakam and Yisur Havora. He's not arguing what the Tanakam said. He's just saying that this extra drush you're making is not necessary. But I agree with what you're saying. So if he agrees with what he's saying, so then the pasuk doesn't read like that. So where's the law of Shnei Lav? Shem Hevir Betar Bizu Mishum Tar Umishum Loyavar Loika Bez. So he would get two sets of malchus, one Tar Loyavar Rosh and one Loyavar Al Rosh. And that really the pasuk Loyavar. There is the Pshut of Shemikra. Kol Yemei Neder Israel Tar Lo Yavra Al Roshay, which means the razor should not be placed against the head. In other words, to cut. This price is darshing. Well, Yavra Al Roshay, it's that you shouldn't. Any action of putting something there to remove is aser. There's a separate issur of tar lo yavra al roshay. Two issurim.
Two sets of malchus for the same action. Two sets of malchus for one.
Yeah. Right. So we get hasra loike beis. Meaning to have your oichel and novim lachim beishim loike beis to fashin b'krov. We got the seed b'chad lav. So having one lav, getting malchus. Multiple malchus for one. Even the Torah writes the word lo once works. So it's not exactly the same type of idea, but
right. Well, they're two different products. I mean, that's two different actions in essence.
Right, but on the other hand, that's true. But we're saying we could have understood that there's a problem of. The Lashem Klolos concept, it's one unit, so it's the same lav. So with one, if he does each one separately, I get it. If he does both at the same time, it's two kazesim of the same lav. You should only get one malchus. We're saying no, it's don't do this and don't do that. So it's two, even though it's two kazesim with one hasra, but it's two different. There was really explicit, as it would be explicit in the Torah, don't eat anovim lachim, don't eat anovim yevashim, don't cut your hair with a tar, don't remove your hair in any other way. So the Torah would write that explicitly. You're saying you get two malchus for one mice. Then we get into malchus, one mice is not a problem to us.
Can we say he would get three sets of malchus because he was also over on his nether? Like we had before?
Yeah, the chara. It might be a problem of hasra. Maybe a problem of hasra.
Why would that one now apply? But it wouldn't.
Well, apply with it also. The hasra has to be for that, for the love of Bayako. But if they warn him, don't do the tar, says you can't do that. And also, you undertook it. See, so he'll get multiple malchus. Yeah. Okay, let's hold it here.
We'll get multiple
malchus.